Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got a special guest, and this guest is special to me because this is one of the folks that I initially met when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and got to know him and realized that where he was heading was in a direction that I wanted to go into. He's an investor in multifamily communities. And he's not just any investor. He's somebody who has put together what we call syndicated deals, meaning he's somebody that found some great opportunities out there in the multifamily space. And in order to take down bigger properties than he could do on his own, he elected to syndicate the deal. And in doing so, he brought alongside of him other members of Lifestyles Unlimited. Well, in one particular deal, I just happened to be one of those guys that came alongside with him. So I just want to be very clear with you. I am personally invested with my guest today in one of his multifamily deals, but that's not the reason I have him on the show today. The reason I have him on the show today is that as I've sat back and I've watched him grow his real estate business, he has done some great things. I mean, he's picked up some properties that were being operated incorrectly that needed some, we'll just call it tender loving care. And he applied all of that effort to these properties to turn these properties around and make them very profitable. And not just profitable, but wonderful communities for the residents that live there. And what really caught my eye was that I noticed the other day that my guest Kevin had been the recipient of yet another award. And ironically, when I was talking to him just before we went on to the air, he said, which award would you like me to talk about? And I kind of sat back and I thought, holy smokes, there he goes again. This guy is the golden boy. And I'm just absolutely glad that I've had an opportunity to be a part of what he's doing. So I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to bring Kevin on because I think you need to hear, you know, the fact that Kevin started in a place that all of us start in. And Kevin, you answered the question for me. Yeah. What was it like for your retirement game plan before you decided to look into real estate?
First, thank you for that introduction. I mean, you kind of really explained everything that we try to do really, really well. So thank you for that. Yeah, the retirement game plan that we had, you know, I came from high tech. You know, I spent 18 years in high tech at a semiconductor manufacturing, you know, company. I was an engineer and then a director of, you know, engineering at, you know, the last several years when I was there. But high tech is an interesting thing. And I think anybody in W-2, you get caught in that, you know, 100 miles an hour kind of fast-paced environment where it becomes very much routine. And so really, you know, through that routine, retirement for us became investing in stock, you know, taking advantage of the stock options that were, you know, available within this company, you know, for just, you know, doing a good job there as a high-ranked employee, and then investing in 401k. And that was really it. I mean, we were so focused on our retirement and what we thought was retirement. And I have to really emphasize that what we thought was retirement, that we would max out, you know, our 401k as much as possible just to take advantage of that pre-tax, you know, dollars. And, you know, our whole thought process, I think was, well, no doubt was completely incorrect in terms of what was retirement, what retirement meant. And the only thing we were trying to do is what we always talk about, is just stocking away cash so that when that day come, you know, we had what we thought would be enough where we could live to the end of our days and still have enough to live on. You know, not much really of a life. It's just kind of you work for, you know, your 30, 40 years and hope you've got enough at the end of that to start really enjoying life. But that was really it. You know, that was the means of our retirement plans at the time.
What was the pressure like for you in high tech? And the reason I ask this question is I think that there are a lot of folks out there listening to us that really can relate to maybe what your lifestyle was like back when you were a director in the high tech world.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, my pressure definitely from high tech, but I think anybody out there with a W-2 can relate. I think pressure comes from all forms. You know, some of it comes from management. Some of it comes from job expectations, that next meeting, you know, that next project, that next proposal, that whatever it is you're working on. For me, it was the 60, 70-hour, you know, work weeks kind of thing. It was being in the office at 7 a.m., you know, which meant leaving the house before my kids were. We have three little girls, so it meant leaving the house before they were even awake. And many times getting back home before, you know, after they had already had dinner and had gone to bed. And so you start to really kind of realize what you're sacrificing, you know, in terms of your time, your personal time, you know, with yourself, with your family, with your kids. And that was the kind of pressure, you know, the job expectations, the work expectations of doing a good job there and bringing home money so that your family could live well and be well and do the things that we want to do. And so there was always that expectation, motivation that you're going to wake up the next morning and do the same thing. And it's that's the rat race, you know, as we always call it, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, that was it. There's a lot of pressure to just to be there, get things done, and then move to the next project and just continue the same cycle. The definition of insanity, keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result.
Yeah, I lived that definition of insanity a good portion of my life, so I can absolutely relate to that. So when we come back from the break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Kevin the really hard questions like, what happened in your life to make you transition away from what you were doing into what has become a very successful real estate adventure? And we'll be back right after this.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, I have Kevin on with me. And Kevin is he's primarily a real estate investor in multifamily communities. He has multiple multifamily communities under his belt. And I'll tell you what, there's no stopping him because he is focused on not only changing his own life for the better, he's also focused on changing the lives of people like me that make an informed decision to invest with him. And it's working out. But at one point, Kevin was in a place where all of us had been. He was grappling with the idea of changing his investing strategy. See, he'd been doing everything society told him to do, you know, make good money and then pump all that money into 401ks and other things that his financial planner told him to do. But at one point, an epiphany occurred. Kevin, you want to pick it up from there?
Yeah, definitely. I've told the story so many times, and it's so true. It was really one of those hallway conversations. You know, I had a really good friend of mine, even to this day, probably a better friend now than he was back then. But his name is Carlos, and he came to me in my office while we were at work, and just to grab a cup of coffee. It was one of those 5-minute hallway conversations, and I was talking about the 529 plan for our three girls. You know, this idea of college savings, and we have to figure this thing out because I've got three girls, and we want to send them to college and stuff like that. And so I was talking about the research that I was doing, and he's got a smile on his face the whole time, and I'm like, why are you smiling? And he told me real quick that he had just bought three foreclosures, three single family homes, and that when the time came, he was going to sell one of those houses and take the proceeds, the gain, as the tuition for his children. Now, he has three children as well, and so he and I, we've always kind of compared notes and kind of just learned from each other. And I thought that plan, that idea was just absolutely genius, you know. And I was asking him, well, how did you figure this out? Where did you learn? Where did you get these properties from? You know, and he mentioned, you know, Lifestyles Unlimited. And that was really the very, very beginning. I had never listened to the radio show, you know, and so me to be fortunate enough to have that kind of nugget dropped on me at that time within that little coffee break that we were taking is just the life-changing moment, the absolute life-changing moment that Laurie and I, you know, even to this day are so fortunate, you know, for and Carlos sharing that with us. So if it wasn't for that, things would have been much different.
So how did you kick off this entire process of investing in real estate? What was the first thing you had to get accomplished, and where'd you go from there?
Since it was so much that we didn't know, I think our fear with everything and the reason why we just focused on our investments, whether it was stock or 401k, because it was what we knew, pseudo protected, if you will, and you could stock money away and just hope it appreciated. And we had to really figure out what this real estate business was all about. And I think the 2-day was really the eye-opening experience for us. It really defined for us what retirement meant, when that retirement was an age that you didn't have to wait until you were 55 or 59 and a half or 65 years old in order to retire. It didn't mean that it was a stockpile of money and you know, that you were going to have and just use, you know, each month before you die. You know, it meant that you are generating enough passive income to replace your expenses. And so that concept of retirement, that concept of passive income were two big things that we had never, you know, heard about. We just didn't know or understand what any of that was. And so the 2-day really kind of opened our eyes, if you will, into what was possible. And then this through the examples of what we could do with just even passive investments, you know, whether it was single family or multifamily, were just really intriguing to us. And that was kind of the first leap. And that's where it started. It started for us going, you know, Dell always had a great thing that even sticks with me today is always go with the end in mind. You know, what is it that you see yourself doing 5 years from now? And for us, that was multifamily. And we were in a place, you know, honestly, an uncomfortable place, you know, where we had the ability to jump. It was just something we weren't quite sure of. And man, I'm glad we did, you know. And so we jumped all in on multifamily as passive investors, and really it took off from there.
So where'd you get the money from to make those investments?
We had savings, you know. We had a good bit in savings that we had just kind of been putting away. We had almost everything that we had in 401ks, both Laurie's and mine. And then we had stock option, and then of course, you know, our primary residence. But initially, it came from just, you know, our savings account, what we were willing to invest. And I tell you, it was very, very small, you know, at the beginning of what we were willing to, you know, walk away from, you know, should that be the case. But as time progresses, you know, get more educated and you go through the training that Lifestyles provides, and you start to realize that a lot of these risks can be mitigated and typically are mitigated, you know, when you're investing with the right, you know, lead investor. You know, there's a lot that you don't necessarily have to worry about. We always say you pick the jockey, you know, not the horse. And so you pick the right lead investor to work with, and they take care of a lot of the risk for you. Now, it's not risk-free, obviously, but there's a lot that they manage on their side to make sure that the investment you're getting in is a good one. And so started there.
So when you decided to make the venture into actually being a lead investor, what occurred in your mindset to make that transition?
I think the big thing for us was, you know, there's some massive inspiration that comes when you are surrounded by this group of like-minded, you know, real estate investors that we have in Lifestyles Unlimited. I think we are extremely fortunate to be surrounded by people who are truly like-minded, where everybody has the same dream, same goals. And, you know, that is, you know, ultimately to get our financial freedom, right? Whether you're a passive investor or a lead, you know, that is the goal of, I think, everybody there is to get our financial freedom and spend more time with friends and family. What got us motivated to become a lead is you start looking at the people, you know, around you or those that were in the same 2-day as you, and you start looking at what they're doing. It's like, man, like they're moving fast. They're a lead investor. We can do that. You know what I mean? And so then you start thinking about what the possibilities are and, you know, should we be doing this? And is that the next logical step for us? You know, when we talk about, you know, the progressive steps of, you know, real estate investing, there's some that it makes sense just to be a passive investor and they don't want to do the work of a lead investor. And then there's, you know, people like myself and Laurie who decide that, you know, we want to give this thing a go and kind of jump in the deeper section. And it was really through a couple that got up on stage at a case study that had just taken down their first deal that kind of really inspired us and motivated us to make the jump as a lead investor.
It's pretty cool when you're able to hang out with folks that are all focused on the same goals and objectives that you are. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into a discussion that centers around three concepts: integrity, excellence, and leadership. And you're going to want to hear what we have to say back after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, we're getting inside the mind of Kevin. And Kevin is a Lifestyles Unlimited member who has done some wonderful things when it comes to investing in multifamily properties. And I'll be right up front and clear with you. I am the recipient of his hard work. You see, almost 3 years ago, I had an opportunity to invest in one of his deals. He and his wife, Lori, have done a wonderful job of not only acquiring that particular property, but doing all the renovations that were necessary on the property, basically rebranding the property, repositioning the property in the marketplace, and operating the property very successfully. And, you know, when you peel back the onion on what Kevin and Lori focus on when it comes to their values, they are strong believers in integrity, excellence, and leadership. And Kevin, do me a favor, tell me why those three values are at the forefront of your business strategy.
Yeah, sure. You know, I think years ago when we sat down and we really sat down and discussed what it is we want to do, you know, I mean, the idea of being able to create your own business, it's almost like a bit of a once in a lifetime kind of thing. It really isn't, because it's available to anybody. But when you're in that moment, you're like, man, if we're going to do this, we got to really figure out what we want this business to represent, how we want this business to operate and behave. And so we sat down and, you know, read several books and stuff and decided to figure out what our core values, what are the three things that really meant the most to us. And it was really integrity, excellence, and leadership. And, you know, integrity is, you know, something, I mean, and these are, you know, three character ethics that we, you know, even teach our children. But, you know, integrity is, you know, the idea of always doing the right thing, even when nobody's looking. And whether it's on site, whether it's us, you know, to our investors, whether it's our on site, you know, team members to the residents, it's always about doing the right thing, even if nobody's looking, because it's easy to just kind of shy away from doing the hard thing, from doing the right thing, and just, you know, taking the easy way out. And we try really, really hard to make sure that we're always maintaining, you know, a high integrity across the board. Excellence really talks to the level of quality that we expect in our product, you know, in our communities and the homes that we're providing to the residents and the investment opportunities that we're providing to our passive investors, and really, you know, the work that we do on an individual level, you know, within the team. You know, it's, we've always said that you know, the name of our company is Legacy REI Group, and we've always said that we're Team Legacy. It's not one community, you know, versus this community. There's four communities with our entire team, and together, you know, we represent Team Legacy, and each of us have that responsibility of really doing the very, very best job that we can for each other, for our residents, and for our investment partners. The last one is leadership, and that really is us being able to set the example to really help give back, if you will. You know, Lifestyles Unlimited has provided us such an amazing roadmap, you know, in us being able to do what we're doing. And we feel like if we have the opportunity to provide a little bit of leadership and a little bit of how to, and share some of the experiences and the things that we've gone through, and not all of it, you know, has been easy. There's been a lot of things that we had to learn, you know, the hard way from, and really improve quickly, you know, and figure out what the lessons learned. And so we're more than happy to, you know, share all that back with whoever we can. So that's the core values of our company. It's how we operate our business, and it's how we try to live our own lives.
Well, I think you're nailing it, to be honest with you, because you don't just win national awards or Texas Apartment Association awards or any of the other awards that you've been the beneficiary of if you're mediocre. I think you guys have done a wonderful job of owning and operating a great business. And tell me about this National Apartment Association award where you were selected for the IRO of the year. First of all, what is the IRO of the year, and why you?
So, yeah, so the National Apartment Association, which, of course, is nationwide, has the Independent Rental Owner of the Year Award, which is provided to an individual who, you know, owns, you know, a community or a set of communities and self-manages, you know. And so we self-manage with our team. And so, you know, you fill out the application and you go through all of that, and, you know, and you cross your fingers and hope, and, you know, that against all the finalists that you're the one they pick. And, you know, we were able to make that happen, you know, this year. Now, the NAA, the National Apartment Association Expo is happening now. So today through the 6th, so this week, so it's all virtual. So if you have the opportunity or any interest in checking out all the amazing classes, you know, online, that's happening as we speak. And then this Thursday, the formal announcement will be made for us winning the Independent Rental Owner of the Year at a national level. Now, we're also up for the NAA Community of the Year. We're a finalist there, and we're not going to know whether or not we won that until Thursday. And so we're all kind of sitting and waiting until, you know, Thursday afternoon. So knock on wood, maybe that happens for land and apartment homes, but we'll see.
I think you're doing great things. Now, you've also been the recipient of a Texas Apartment Association award just recently. Which award was that?
Right. So we won. It's been an incredible year. You know, as much as I can complain about COVID and everything else that's impacted everything, it's been an incredible year. We were honored to win the Texas Apartment Association Bob Ross Independent Rental Owner of the Year at a state level. So for the entire state of Texas, we won the IRO of the year this year as well. I think that was announced last week or the week before. So really, again, just an honor for us to be able to win that. And I say us because although it's an individual award, you know, I've always said that those awards are shared with the team. You know, it's shared with Team Legacy, because if it wasn't for them, you know, we couldn't do what we're doing at a community level, you know, for our residents and for our investment partners. And so we share it as a team award.
Yeah, I was wondering if Lori had blueprints on the kitchen table so that you can add on to your house so that you have a space for all of these accolades that you're receiving.
No.
Nothing cool like that?
No. There's, you know what, I'll be honest with you. We've been honored to win a few of these awards. You know, we won the AAGD IRO of the year last year. We've been finalists at a community level, but there's people that, you know, there's other lead investors down in Houston and really across the country, you know, that are amazing, you know, and there's been several down in Houston that we follow and that, you know, are good friends of us, and they have won multiple awards. And so to be able to kind of share that kind of spot at the table with those people is just really amazing, you know. And so Yeah, it's been a heck of a ride, but it's an honor to win for sure, and to represent Lifestyles Unlimited again, you know, because I've lost track. I mean, Dell's probably going to hammer me for not knowing, maybe you do, how many national awards Lifestyles has won in a row at this point, you know, but to be able to keep that tradition going is a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, last I checked, we were pretty much knocking it out of the ballpark. And, of course, you know, you're stepping up to the plate and hitting another one out, actually a couple more out. That's only benefited it, what we do as an organization. And I think that you hit the nail on the head. It's really not about us as individuals. It's really about the teams that we create. And it's about providing excellent guidance, excellent leadership, the integrity. Those are all the things that create excellence. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to get into the nitty-gritty of how you should go about investing. And we'll be back after this.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So Kevin has done some remarkable things with real estate investing. And like you, he had to make a decision in his life as to whether or not he was going to go down that road or stay on the road that he was in, which was, you know, being very successful in corporate America, trading time for money, and unfortunately giving away a lot of that time that he could have been spending with his family back to his employer. Well, he elected to try the real estate investing. And what I'd like to do now, Kevin, is I'd like to get into the fundamentals. What specifically would you advise somebody to do if they're in the same boat you were in, but they're in that boat today? How would you advise them?
Honestly, I think just off the, you know, immediately, I would at least look up Lifestyles Unlimited and check out the free workshop, Al. And I think we still have that, right? We still do the free workshops.
We do.
So I think that would be the very first thing. If you come from a background, and Laurie and I were there, I mean, we knew nothing of real estate, you know, absolutely nothing of real estate outside of, you know, having our first home, you know, built, the house that I'm sitting in now. We knew nothing of real estate. So if you're coming from that same perspective, I think the first thing you do is that you just tip your toes into the water to see what it's like. And the free workshop is a great way to do that. You know, after that, you go a little bit deeper. You know, you go to the 2-day and you really get introduced into single family, you know, real estate investing and what that means and how that works. And really a lot of, you know, different approaches, strategies and models that I promise you have not heard of. And even if you have, you know, already invested in single family, it takes it to another level and probably shines a little bit of light on what you're doing wrong. You know, that's what we, I think, typically see. And then after that, it's, you know, the Sunday part of the 2-day, which is the multifamily side. But it really goes, I think, to just getting out what you put in, you know, and that starts with the training and the education and the idea that, yes, it's something different, but, you know, if I want to improve myself, I need to do a little bit more than I'm doing today. And the thing about real estate, and I think what makes it really, really unique, Lifestyles Unlimited, is that it's not difficult. You know, none of this is difficult. None of this is rocket science. I mean, yes, there are things that you need to know. whether it's single family or multifamily, whether you're a passive investor or you want to go to be a lead investor. But I think it's extremely easy to pick up. And I think with the content, the material, all the video classes, all the documentation that's available on the Lifestyles Unlimited portal, it's self-paced. You know, you move as fast as you want to move. If you're more type B, then you're going to go slower than maybe a type A. And if you're going super fast as a type A, then you've got mentors and operation consultants that are probably going to pull you back a little bit just to kind of balance everything out and level set and kind of make sure you're going at a safe speed. But I think being able to dive into this and just be able to take that training and that education and really benefit from everybody else, you know, who has already gone through what you're going through is huge. I mean, I think it's the best way to start.
How long did it take you from the time you made that decision to do real estate to step away from corporate America?
Man, we did it in 2.5 years. And so we joined in August of 2013. And again, this wasn't the goal. You know, this wasn't the goal. Like, leaving corporate America was not the goal. Our goal was passive income. You know, going through the 2-day, our goal was just to develop more passive income to ultimately replace our expenses. But it was 2.5 years later, June of 2016. And shortly after joining, I think October of 2013, we had retired Laurie from corporate America. And so we were, allow her to spend more time with the kids. And then in June of 2016, about 2.5 years later, or is that almost 3 years later, I guess, I was able to literally walk away from my job that I had been at for 18 years, you know, which is just an incredible, incredible thing. Even as I think about it today, just the idea of you're going to leave your job that you had for 18 years, getting paid a W-2, pretty much guaranteed, and go into something bigger and better. It's just, it was an incredible experience. Best day that morning, I tell you what, that morning after was just me smiling, you know, it was the best sleep I ever had. And it was a great day. Incredible experience.
Have you ever looked back to analyze what if you hadn't made that transition where you would be today?
Oh, I can't even imagine. You know, I have so many friends who are still kind of stuck in a W-2. And I say stuck not to describe their situation, but to listen to them tell me they're stuck. You know what I mean? Of what they want to do or wish they could do, or, you know, they're moving slower now because of this or that or what have you. But man, if I did not make this decision to join Lifestyles and to really jump into this whole real estate investment thing, I can't even imagine. You know what I mean? I felt like I was already kind of, you know, stuck with this kind of, you know, you have a great job, but you don't have a retirement. You know what I mean? It's like you're going to make money, but you don't have a means of kind of living life to the fullest and having your own freedom and time and ability to just do what you want to do with your friends, your family, your kids. And I tell you, time is limited. You know what I mean? And to be able to, you know, make this kind of jump into real estate to get all of that back is the best thing we ever did.
So since like 2016, you really haven't had to ask anybody if you wanted to take some time off to go do something that you would like to do?
That's correct. Yeah, we got shut down this year, but for all kinds of different reasons. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
otherwise, it's been really good.
So what was it like managing through this whole coronavirus thing?
It was a lot of pressure. There still is. You know, there's a lot of local, state, and federal level laws and policies and things that we have to follow and adhere to. And, you know, several months ago, it seems like they were changing on a weekly basis, you know, or being updated on a weekly basis. And, you know, CARES Act came out. We had 3 properties that were under CARES Act that we had to make sure we were abiding by. And then the local and state level had their own kind of, you know, rules that we had to abide by. And at the same time, you want to make sure that you're taking care of the team and that they're okay because the stress is now on them, you know, and you're taking care of the residents because there's financial stress and burden being placed on them because, you know, several of them aren't going to work even if they want to. But it's been constant management. You know, I think it's taken the entire team to really navigate through this in order to make it happen. And I think, A lot of the position that we're in today is because of the relationships that we developed with our residents, you know, before. And so overall, we're in a really, really good place across all of our communities because of the relationship that we have with our residents. Always open door, always friendly, always really responsive to their maintenance needs, you know. And so I think all that really helped. We had already created a sense of community with our residents. And so us stepping out and saying, we're going to be here for you, even through COVID, I think just made natural sense. And they just kind of fell in. And it's been better than I think, you know, it could have been, you know, for us. We're certainly not out of the woods, you know, obviously, but it's overall been pretty good.
Yeah, I think the fact that, you know, one of your business philosophies is to focus on the residents in your community and to understand that they are viable stakeholders in the entire big picture of things. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think that went a long way for y'all to have a successful time through this coronavirus era.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt. I mean, when you have people who are, you know, I think voluntarily coming into your office saying, hey, I lost my job and I can't pay. Nobody wants to do that. You know, you don't want to be that person that comes in and says, I can't pay my rent. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we have people, you know, who trust our team members enough to be able to have that conversation. And then our team members know they have the ability to make whatever means necessary for them, you know, payment plans, you know, things of that nature, partial payments, you know, that we would have never done, you know, last year, just whatever we can do to help these people out in making life just a little bit more bearable. But I think being able to really have the trust of our residents to have those kind of conversations with us has gone a long way.
What would you say the most important concept is to your success in real estate?
Asking questions constantly and never stop asking questions. I mean, you asked me during the break, you know, about the mentors, and I still literally have all the mentors on speed dial. We are always talking to our mentors, operations consultants, you know, other lead investors, other passive investors. I think what's really, I think, attributed to our success is that we're always willing to ask what we don't know instead of just kind of faking it. You know what I mean? So if we don't know, I'm going to ask. Because there's a lot of stuff that I'm still trying to figure out on how to do or how to get better or how to do this or whatnot, whether it's operations or renovations or, you know, acquisition or what have you.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. The only dumb question is the question that goes unasked. Hey, Kevin, we're at the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for your time. I know you've made a difference in our minds of our audience. And for those of you trying to get started, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.